Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, we've got the wind, but not as summery as it has been. Breezy and cool for July 31. High today, away from the lake, only 75.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
And blowing in from across the city over on Bradley Place there is Dean Richards with his entertainment report. How are you, Dean?
Good morning. How's everybody today?
Well, we're good because it's Friday, and we're ready for the updated list on celebrities with COVID-19.
we heard the news that Bryan Cranston from... you know, so many amazing movies, and Breaking Bad did have COVID-19. He's okay now.
But he's over it, huh?
He is over it. He didn't say anything while he was going through the worst of it. But he did disclose that he went through it, and it was terrible. And he is, advocating everybody wear a mask because you don't want to go through what he went through. And he has donated plasma to try to help others as well.
Good for him. Ellen DeGeneres has responded to those allegations, and we were talking about this yesterday. What is she saying?
She allegations have come from mostly former employees, some current employees, saying that the workplace environment there was what has been called toxic and bullying and racist. And all of these things came to light about a week ago. Yesterday, Ellen actually responded to it all by saying that, she has entrusted the operation of her show to people that she thought would be working on her behalf and doing things the way she would want them done. She now realizes that did not happen. And in a letter that she wrote to all of her employees, because they're all working from home right now, otherwise she said we'd be having a personal meeting about this. In a letter, she said that will change, and she is committed to ensuring that this doesn't happen again. What I found kind of interesting in her pretty long statement, she said, as someone who was judged and nearly lost everything for just being who I am compassionate to anyone who has looked differently or treated unfairly, referring to the time when she came out as a lesbian and was shunned by everybody in the business, and then, now is the darling of the business. But she knows what that's like to go mm-hmm. through that, and does not want that happening in her workplace. And said that they're going to work to fix that. There is already talk of particular executives in the company who will be leaving the company, who have been pointed to most often as the ones creating this toxic workplace that has been described.
All right. Well, some good's going to come out of that, it sounds like. Yep. LGBTQ Media Awards last night. Tell us about that.
Yeah, these are the GLAAD Awards that come out every year that honor achievement in music and film and television and journalism depicting LGBTQ images and lifestyle. Lil Nas X was awarded Outstanding Music of the Year. Dolly Parton won an award for an individual episode of her Two Doors Down Heartstrings that was seen on Netflix. Outstanding Movie of the Year in Wide Release was Booksmart. Best Limited Release Movie, Rafiki. And for television, Outstanding Drama was Pose. And Outstanding Comedy Series, the great Schitt's Creek that's on Pop TV.
Have you been checking out the virtual Lollapalooza, Dean?
I popped into it for a minute last night. and then realized that I'm too old to stay up that late. I really would have liked to have watched the whole thing, because I did not get to see Paul McCartney when he was at Lollapalooza several years ago, and they replayed his performance from 2015 last night at 9 o'clock, along with the singer called Her and LCD Sound System. They had some really good performances that they showed last night, and that's what they're going to be doing for the rest of the weekend instead of regular Lollapalooza, which I look forward to, because I can't hang out with a million people in one place enough, really.
Even before the pandemic.
Even before the pandemic, as anyone who has listened to WGN knows, Lollapalooza is my favorite weekend of the year, because if I can hang out with a million sweaty people, most, you know, who may have been drinking quite a bit during the day, you throw in a dust storm, a tornado warning, and mud puddles, and that just makes for the best broadcasting that there can possibly be. So it's all going to be done virtually this year. So tonight, for example, at 9 o'clock, 9:25 to be exact, they're going to replay the 2017 concert that Chance the Rapper did. LL Cool J did a set a few years ago that they're going to replay tonight. Metallica, Lupe Fiasco, among others. Tenacious D. There's a whole long list that you can see at Lollapalooza.com. And they've got the same same thing, a whole day of other headliners on Saturday, a whole day coming up on Sunday as well, that you can watch on their YouTube channel, the Lollapalooza YouTube channel.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, I really like Billie Eilish. I mean, this is a great talent, don't you think?
She is an amazing singer. She and her brother produce really some of the most thoughtful and touching music, and she's got a new album that's going to be coming out, and she gave just a little tease of the first single, but the other day that was literally was about 5 seconds, but today they did release a video of her first single on the album. It's called My Future. Here's a little taste of it.
Haunting voice she has,
right? Yeah, it's it's just beautiful. And if you listen to the full song, you hear the lyrics. These are songs that were written during the lockdown, and the song is about self-sufficiency. So it is also something that's very relevant. The album is available to stream on Spotify right now. Makes me wish I was still on WNUA.
Smooth jazz.
I could be playing that every half hour. That's the way I figured we'd probably be doing it.
Let's get to some of your recommendations for what to watch this weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot. If you're a fan of the Muppets, and whether you admit it or not, we all grew up with them in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
We know the characters, and this new Disney Plus series, it's a weekly show, is very, very much like the old Muppet show that we grew up with in its quality and its quantity. It's unlike some of the failed TV and movie projects that have come out over the years, but this one is now streaming over the, Disney Plus. Also, just starting on Disney Plus now is the 2018 film Incredibles 2 that you may want to take a look at. For some new movies this weekend, there is the movie that is based on the incredibly best-selling book The Secret. The movie is The Secret, Dare to Dream, that stars Katie Holmes and Jerry O'Connell and Josh Lucas. It's on Apple TV Plus. On demand this weekend is a very touching movie about a pre-meds student's life and how it's turned upside down when she kind of develops this very unexpected friendship with an elderly Cuban musician who is living in a nursing home at which she works. It's very sweet. It's very passionate. There's some fantastic Cuban jazz that's featured throughout the movie. Louis Gossett Jr. and Anna Golja are the stars of the movie that's called The Cuban. And as I say, that one is on demand right now. A lot of you are familiar with the Netflix series The Umbrella Academy. Season 2 debuts today. Also debuting on Netflix, they've just picked up the rights for a lot of the classic black sitcoms of the 1990s and 2000s. Moesha will start today, and then in the coming weeks, they're going to add in Sister, Sister, and the Parkers, and The Game, and some others. I love watching some of these documentaries that are coming out, some of these smaller films that really, if they were in theaters, you might not have time to go and see them, but because you can watch them whenever you want to online. There's a documentary about Bob Marley, would have celebrated his 75th birthday this year by Oscar-winning director Kevin MacDonald, with a lot of Bob Marley music, much of it unheard music that's never been seen before, a lot of footage and interviews, talking to his family and his friends, painting a completely different picture of the great Bob Marley. Showtime is running a new documentary about the Go-Go's, one of the quintessential girl groups of all time, that's pretty well done. And I want to bring your attention to a comedy stand-up special that we should love, especially here in Chicago, for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's hilariously funny. It's from comedian Pat McGann, who is from Chicago. He's from the West Beverly, Mount Greenwood neighborhood. If you've ever had the opportunity to see him, you're in luck, because it's such just great, down-to-earth, hilarious stand-up comedy. It caught the eye of Sebastian Maniscalco, who is from Arlington Heights. And Sebastian got his big break from another Chicagoan, Vince Vaughn, who he saw and gave Sebastian a break. Now Sebastian's one of the biggest names in comedy, and he's paying it forward to Pat McGann with this new comedy special called Sebastian Maniscalco Presents Pat McGann, because you can't have enough names in a comedy special title, for my opinion. But that is running on Amazon Prime. It's on Comcast. It's on Apple TV. Sebastian calls Pat McGann one of the best comedians that's out there right now. I 100% agree. Pat McGann's hilarious and couldn't be a nicer guy. And I hope everybody will watch his comedy special this weekend.
We need to watch something, because we finished Fauda on Netflix, which is great. And now I have heard a lot about, I don't know, Dean, whether you have seen any of this or heard anything about a series called Unorthodox. People are telling me that that's one to check out. So.
Have heard of it, have not seen it.
Although I know Marianne's going to want to watch The Cuban, because she's Cuban. So
it's
we'll,
a good
we'll
movie.
Probably be watching that.
I'll tell you what, it's a very, very touching movie. You know, about friendship and you know, the older generations passing on their culture and their knowledge to younger people as well. Aside from you know, ethnic interest in it, which I get, it's a really sweet movie. So that one is on demand this weekend. And just to get the big update, I just want to make sure that you still do not have Disney Plus or Apple TV Plus.
I'm working on it.
Come on.
But you know what?
You want me to come over to your house?
Well, here's what's going to happen, though. My stepkids, who live in California, they're coming over. They're going to be with us for a week or two.
All right. And you're all set, then.
They'll take charge of that project. So by Monday, I will have it. I'm sure.
Okay.
So keep those week. Apple Plus and Disney Plus recommendations coming.
In the meantime, I've got a box of VHS tapes I'm going to be sending over to Bob's house.
I look forward to that. Okay. Well, you have a good weekend.
See you later.
Thanks, Dean.